Blog Talk Radio.
Evening, good evening. This is Raheem of Five Tribes of the Constellation and Raheem Society. Yes, we're here and I'm going to start the day off. I normally do every show with my session. I welcome again, looking good. I'm gonna keep my mind focused on what you said. But then it's gonna be walking past the light and I'll get what I'm about, you know? I say that every day to affirm that there is something that I want and I'm willing to work for it. I'm willing to do what I have to do to get it, you know? And that's what's going on right now, okay? Now, this we're supposed to be doing questions and answers today, right? So, we're not chiming in on time here, so that makes it a little difficult to get this thing going like it's supposed to. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to basically just talk about the rituals for a minute and why they're necessary. This is Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love. All right, well, this is Monday, and this is the Society's Day. So, just going to wait until we get a few more people on the line before I actually begin. So, let's go over the minutes from the last time. The biggest problem we have is people calling on time to express what's going on, okay? So, what I'm going to do, I'm going to be on time. Someone's going to hit this side of the bed, right? This is questions and answers. So, what is a ritual? Boy, that's pretty interesting. A ritual, according to my understanding, is something that you do to generate a certain frequency, to generate a certain mood, to lock your frequency into a pattern of growth, a pattern of success, okay? When you're in college, they don't call it frequency, they call it, they call it discipline. When you're in college, they call it discipline. So you have to have a certain discipline. So, and you do these things, what they call religiously. So it's important to you that certain things are done every day a certain way. And that will move you towards your goals or give you the incentive or frequency to get out and do what you have to do. Because in this society, each person basically is going to have to lead themselves, because we're not set up to have leadership and leaders and all that. Right now, I'm spearheading the whole thing, so we're kind of looking to me for leadership. And it's okay. I'll be consistent, and I'll get the information out to you. The whole thing is that you have to study, because the information that we're coming down with, I know you have questions in reference to leadership, because telling you that if anybody asks you who's in charge, who's running an organization, you're going to say Jesus Christ. And this is what we want. This is what we want you to say, because we don't want nobody to have a bullseye on their back. But whoever's running this society is going to have a bullseye on their back, all right? And that's not what we want, because the dog-eat-dog people have a tendency to target your leaders. Your leaders, they have been being targeted for the last 130 years, and they find any little thing to knock these guys off. You know, mostly it comes to some kind of sexual aggravation, you know. This is how they begin with, because a lot of times if a female or a male, well, I'm usually from the female's part, if you're a female, is paid to say or do something, it's basically your word against hers, you know. And society tends to lean towards the female, but you know how dangerous women can be sometimes, you know, if the money is right. You know, I mean, they ain't gonna do it just for nothing. But the money got to be right, or ideology has to be right to make them falsely accuse a person of doing something that they really didn't do. You know, misunderstanding or a quote, misunderstanding of a touch, and boom, there you have it. You know, especially if they think they can get some money out of the deal. So this is a dog-eat-dog culture right now that we function under. Biden and Harris is trying to move it more towards a reap-what-you-sow culture so they can do things to take care of people and make sure people are getting what they're supposed to have, you know? Republicans are pushing more towards the dog-eat-dog culture because they top dog and they want it all. And if you get in their way, they will bite you. That's what's going on right now. So the rituals that we're dealing with is designed to the rituals that I made up, they're designed to push you towards your freedom, to motivate you, to put you in a vibratory frequency to want your freedom. Because a lot of people don't know that they're slaves. They really think they're free, you know? And freedom means control, all right? And with you have to ask yourself, what do I have control over, all right? Now I've written up a few questions to ask. Just trying to wait until more members get on the line so we can go to this question and answer thing. supposed to be here at 8, so... They're just going to keep going, okay? Right now we're into what is a ritual and why a ritual is so important, okay? Especially when you're running a cult. If you're running a cult, you know, rituals are very important. Now I talk about the churches of cults, actually religion. But anytime you set up anything with a group of people, and it's a really strange, it's a cult. The society, you can call it the cult. You can call it the cult, you know. But once you begin realigning yourself and sort of energy, you know, there's no cult involved with that because we're all the source energy. We're made up out of source energy. So everybody on the planet is source energy, you know. And we have to realign ourselves back with the power, with our power. Because we're shunning our power when we decide to pray to an individual for salvation. When the salvation that you need, you can get. Because the person to bring you that salvation literally is in your mirror. Okay? Yeah. In other words, you can get it yourself. Right? Now, that brings us into the next questions. Why are they necessary? Because rituals create habits, you know? And from what we understand, only way to change a habit is with another habit. So you create rituals to take one habit, and the ritual becomes a habit that you want to get into. To get rid of the other habit, right? For instance, I haven't been eating one meal a day. I've been snacking in between meals. I wanted to go to one meal a day diet, but I've been snacking in between. But I've been doing things to experiment with the diet too, for those who are just coming into the diet that we have. So what I was doing with, excuse me. So what I'm doing is making up rituals every morning so that I'll eat a certain time every day, I do certain things every day, and these things that I'm doing literally will become a habit, all right? You have to do them like with the fervorance of prayer, you know? Because that's basically what you're doing, because you're setting something up between you and the universe that will allow the universe to reap what you sow, action and reaction, to begin to bring things around you to get what you want. right? And that's what's going on. Because it's all about what you want. Because if you get what you want, right, then 9 times out of 10, you'll have enough help from somebody else that needs help. And you'll be happy. You won't take some of the stress off your life. You know, stress is a killer. If you're in one of them dead end jobs, very good. You know what I mean? And after a while, it becomes stressful because you really want to be doing something else. The most important thing, and that's why we have this assertion, that first assertion, is to get what you want. But you really have to know what you want. Now, in the tyrannical scriptures, all right, TCC, dealing with the tyrannical church of Christ in the law, you know, we're going to talk about that on Sunday too, on Monday. Well, we're going to talk about that tomorrow. That'll be Tuesday. Right now, we're set up to basically take questions from the members, but we're not. My text, even though I sent a text out today, didn't go through because I didn't get it on my other phone. So my text is not going out, but I'm alerting members on the phone that I'm here every day, you know? 516-453-9330. So we're here every day. I'm here every day. So actually, at this point, me sending out texts, well, I say it shouldn't be necessary, but I see that it's going to be necessary to figure out how to restore my communication with the members. And when I changed phones, some of the phones were within the SIM card. They were in the phone. And those phone numbers are lost. So that's a whole other thing there. Right? So, all right. Let's continue with the questions. So in case, those, you can also download the episodes so you can get some of these answers. All right? One of the questions that we're dealing with is if we don't have leadership, what's the difference between this and anarchy, you know? Why do they make anarchy seem like a bad thing? It's supposed to be a system that exists without government. But I don't care what you do, you're going to have government because you have to have some kind of rules to govern the society that you're in, you know? Yeah, you're going to have some kind of rules to govern society. Right. the only difference between this and anarchy is that our government is based on the rules of law. And we implement the rules of law. We implement change in what we're trying to do. We bring all that into existence. So it's kind of difficult to go from a dog-eat-dog culture where you have leadership to a system where you literally have to lead yourself. So you have to step up and make sure things get done. And a lot of people are sitting back for the leaders to come up with the plans and everything and get everything done. And they get to the retire so that they're well. Excuse me. This is late for me, but this is the best hour for me to do it. They do the shows because everything is done. I work all day. I go to bed at 9 o'clock. So right after I do the show, when I do my COVID insertion, yep. Wash up in the bed, you know. So that's kind of worked for me. So this is not the difference between this and anarchy. They say the absence of government. Well, we have government. We're set up as a trust, and the trustees run everything, right? But the trust, there's no hierarchy amongst the trustees. All trustees are of equal rank. The only thing is that we get to vote on the rules. We get to decide what rules we're going to keep, what rules we're going to throw out, right? And we are a society of rule by law, if that's the definite way to put it. Because the rules that we make are the law, right? So, yeah, we are a society of rule by law. The rules we make are the law. And it's incumbent upon us to follow the rules, to follow the law. Now, the question is, what happens when members start breaking the rules? Well, see, now we have to sit back and decide all that. These are some of the things we have to go through. These are some of the things that we have to decide, okay? Now, I hope, I've been telling everybody that I'm on every day between 8 and 9, so we'll see what's going on here, right? Everybody still hasn't called in yet, and see, that's a problem. I'd like everybody calling on time so we can discuss some of the things that we need to discuss on Monday. Monday's the day between 8 and 9. So the people that aren't calling in, well, like I said, you can go and download the show. You can download what we're talking about, find out what's going on, you know, what I'm saying, what I'm talking about. All right, so that's going to be basically what's going on. So, well, we're going to keep going here. Okay. Now, all of the supplies came in, so we have everything that we need, and the printers are coming finally. I do have one printer working, so there's nothing actually stopped. We're still moving right along. I just go through the printer thing to let you know what happens when they start targeting. It gets a little crazy. All right? yeah, everything's in the cop's ass. We got the, don't think I'm waiting on what the buttons, the button machines, all that stuff came through. So we literally have everything that we need to set this in motion. Okay? So we're getting ready to go hard. Now, this is a slow process, right? So if you think that you can just jump in here and overnight, everything will happen and you're going to be get paid, get rich, this is not one of them get-rich-quick schemes, right? Although we're making moves to figure out how each individual in the society can become well off. This is what we're doing. Through the society's efforts as a group to make things happen, we're going to start doing this through real estate. And what we need, the biggest problem that we're going to be having is that we really don't know what's going on, and we really don't know how to get point A to point B without going through the dog-eat-dog process, you know? Sometimes it's tricky because the dog-eat-dog process is quicker. Not better, but it's quicker, all right? So we're not running the Ponzi scheme or none of those schemes, right? This is something that we want to keep going for, this is supposed to be a 1,000-year run. Supposedly, that's what it's supposed to be. I know everybody talking about, yeah, you're going to be around for 1,000 years. And 3 or 4 years down the road, they're not existing, you know. But this could be different, the way you're setting it up. Because it's designed so that we don't be backbiting and fighting against one another. Everybody want to be president, vice president, secretary, you know. Everybody want to take charge of everything. And that's not what we're trying to do, you know. Now, we're going to be, we have about 10 areas right now that we're working out of. And so we have to figure out how to promote, how to build in those 10 areas, right? How to make it easier for people to get involved with the process. We're coming up ways. We're going to use some of the cult tactics, you know, but we don't really want to be a cult because we're actual religious teaching, meaning that we're realigning ourselves with self energy, that which we are made up out of, we're becoming one of it. It's like when you rub a magnet against a nail, the nail becomes magnet. So as we begin to mentally rub against source energy, we become stronger, more powerful, better at what we do, you know? Now, I'm feeling a whole lot better today because I stuck to the 1 meal a day diet again. I didn't snack in between the meals a day. And it does make a difference not eating every 3 meals, giving us different time to relax during the day, okay? But really, while I'm waiting for to talk about diet, that's, I think that's Friday. It's Friday's diet. So the whole thing about society is the power of the boat. Let's talk about the money aspect, you know. Now, every year, all right, every year there's a payout, okay? And once the payout begins, it's every month, okay? So it gets kind of tricky. That means that we have to work to make sure, and we're trying to bring everybody into that first $1,000 a month after the first year. All right. Now you've kept money in the bank a long time, don't get nothing on the money. You understand? We have a money making adventure that if you put X amount of dollars in 1 year, you get that money back plus 100% interest. Okay. This is what we're doing. Now there's people out there that's trying to take the idea already. You know what I mean? We're running with it. They're using it to, they're using the idea already to scam people. And that's how the dogs and dogs do it, you know? They don't care. You know, so. All right. We're almost halfway through the hour, so I'm just going to get and go for the other day. And, okay. So we, as a society, as trustees, you have the right to vote, all right? And just like this government. Now, we're relating our society to this government because it gives you a better understanding of how the whole thing works. And we're doing it this way so that we can explain to you how your government works, that they're not telling you. So you need to know what you're doing and how to make inroads so that we can change things around so our children are getting shot in the street, you know? Children are being misused and abused, you know. So we're changing things around like that. So anyway, this is what the society is all about. Society is about knowledge. Society is about you getting information, about you knowing what's going on. So this society is set up as a trust, right? The indenture, the trust instrument is a tyrannical scripture's complete Bible. All right? That's a trust instrument. Now, like I said, there's a spiritual component to this too, right? Tyrannical Church of Christ and Allah. Christ is the consciousness, okay? Christ is the conscious element of Elohim, right? Allah is source energy, or the All. That's supposed to be the All, but they're pronouncing Allah, and they've changed it. They're using it as a cult. They're using it as a cult, not as a religion, okay? So we need to break those things down so you have a better understanding of the difference between a cult and the difference between a religion, you know? Realigning yourself to source energy is one thing. And praying to what they call a mystery God or something else, you know? There's no mysteries about God. Now, this is why I like the Bible, because the Bible, as a code, breaks it down pretty good. Psalm 82, it tells you all God. It tells you that. What does that mean, to accept yourself as God? That means if you accept yourself as God, that you have unlimited potential. That's what you need. You have to accept that particular thought process to become a member of the society. If you won't accept that you have unlimited potential and that you're the God I mean, you can have a hard time dealing with this information. Because this information is designed for God, by God. We're all God. So it's going to get spooky. I am a God. It's not the Elohim. I'm talking about me as a God. The incorporeal energy inside me, that's what makes me a God. You understand? So that means I can elevate my consciousness. I can elevate my consciousness to a certain level and do amazing things. What's going on? Okay. Now, let's talk about the difference between man and God. So we need to understand. There's questions on the board that I want to ask, but I think we might have to wait next week to get into some of that. I think my laptop just froze up. Boy. Well, we're something. Anyhow, a man can't fly. I don't care what you do. You can walk out that door, flap your arms all day long, and you ain't going nowhere. See? Because a man is bound by nature. You understand? It's like this one brother called himself Nature Boy, you know, and he's put himself under nature. Well, that makes him a man. All right, that's fine. But and there's so much things he can do. He put himself under nature. But once you accept the fact that you're God, you're not under nature no more. You're beyond nature. Okay, you want to fly? God can fly all day long. build a plane. Build a plane and go travel the stars. You can build rockets if you want to do, you know. My laptop froze up. So I'm trying to figure out what's going on here and why it's frozen. Okay, well, it's okay. As long as everybody can hear what's going on, we'll be okay. Yeah, as long as everybody can hear what's going on with that, I won't be able to access the mics or anything. So if you have a question, you won't be able to get through. So it seems like you're going to be just listening, which is what they do most of the time anyway, but that's okay, you know? Now, like I said, we relate to society to the United States. Because most people don't know that they're trustees in this country, and it's their job through the vote to push this country in the right direction. Not just voting for a president. We got to vote all the way up and down the line. We got to worry about what's going on from the block captain to the congressman, alderman, city council, the mayor. You have to worry about all of that because you literally have to find the time to run this doggone country. And if you don't, we've been under white mob rule for the last 90 years. That's what happens, okay? We don't have to be under white mob rule. We just don't. Now, they've lost power. That's what that little march in the D.C. was all about. They're breaking the windows and down doors. And yeah, that was black folk. It would have been a bloodbath. So I just let you know who was in control of society, all right? Well, now that Biden and Kamala Harris is up there, they're not going to try nothing stupid like that again because they will be ready for them. This time it will be a bloodbath. I don't care what color the people is that come because they try to deal with the rule of law. Biden and Kamala Harris, they're from the read what you sow mentality and trying to bring that in as much as possible. The whole thing is pretty interesting, but like I say, you have to study. You have to study trust because you can set your businesses up and unincorporated corporations, all that kind of stuff. You can set your business up without paying a whole bunch of taxes, only paying taxes that legally you're designed to pay, and you don't have to overpay. You don't have to pay all those illegal taxes that they be throwing at you, all right? Especially if you're a startup, trying to get started, you know, that's a lot of money that you're paying that you actually don't have to pay, okay? Now, I was hoping that we could get some other questions here, but we're not going to be able to do that because my board wrote. Always something. And then I froze on Monday. Monday is the main day that we want to talk to everybody, you know? And let me see if I can unfreeze this board here right quick. But it stops the flow of the conversation, you know what I mean? With stuff like that. And it's not like I think Big Brother ain't aware of what's going on, you know? I'm going to make a call here. Yeah, for some of this thing, that's why I got another line here. Because we're having so much trouble with the phones and the line. So I went out and got me, so I got two lines going on, you know?
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
Okay. Yeah, the board is frozen. But as you can hear, I can hear me. And I have to apologize because my board froze up. So even if you call in, it won't show up on the board. I just called in from another line. I can hear, but it's not showing the calls on the board. And we can't interact together for the whole thing, you know. It's just absolutely amazing how everything, the kind of pushback you get. But at least I'm on. Now, if I cut the show down and try to call back in again, it's going to, everything's going to shut down. You won't be able to hear what's going on, okay? So those that have called in, I don't know who called in. I don't know what's going on. It appears that nobody called in, but I know that's not the case because we have members that call in almost every day. So according to the board, nobody has called in, okay? And I apologize for that. And this is the main day that I wanted everybody to be on board. You know? Well, this is how it happens. For those that know about targeting, understand exactly what's going on. But you have to overcome, right? Let's talk about targeting just for a minute, since I've been in the middle of all this stuff. The government has ways to influence you mentally and physically. I'm going to say this. I don't know who's online right now because if I didn't know better, I would be discouraged because it looks like nobody's called in. But I know better than that. Because, like I said, we have members that call in every day. So the government has instruments, has things going on. But they can literally target certain individuals, okay? They can interrupt their frequency, interrupt their brain pattern. And this is what people can do. I'm just letting you know now. This is what they can do. I've experienced all this here. You know what I'm saying? And I find ways to overcome all this shit, though, all right? But they're coming up with more and more ways to target individuals, you know. Some people wonder, well, I can't get ahead. I just can't seem to make stuff happen. A lot of times you're being targeted and don't know that you're being targeted. I understand. And what I suggest, right, since we're going through the society, as members of the society, you're going to get targeted, right? So what you need to do, a lot of times I don't talk about this because I don't want people to get nervous and scared, you know. But some of you are being targeted before you even join the society because they know you're carrying power. They know the individuals that are carrying power. And they target you like a mug, I'm telling you. It's crazy what the heck they be doing out there, you know? If you are being targeted, the main thing, you have to stop getting high. I don't care what it is, reefer, liquor, whatever you're taking, that alters the brain chemistry, you have to stop.
that enables them to target you more.
Well, I smoke reefer, reefer wasn't designed for you to smoke. It was designed for you to take as a tea. Okay? People got it twisted out there. Cannabis is designed for you to take as a tea. not because the body's an air machine. And you putting that stuff in your lungs like that and doing it like that also can give you cancer too, because a lot of that cannabis got more nicotine in it than tobacco. But at any rate, if you are being targeted, you just have to stop getting high. And if you have cancer or something like that there, whereas they're telling you cannabis is helping you, you go on the Elohim diet, and in 2 to 3 years, the cancer will be gone. I'm telling you, it will be gone. They try to get me in the cancer routine. Oh, well, come in. I did a checkup. It was 2 years ago. I did a checkup. Oh, we need to do a biopsy. We think we saw something on your spleen. I said, no, you're not doing nothing with me, you know. All I have to do is just be more vigorous on my diet. And I was. And then I went back, 3 weeks ago. I had a complete checkup. And they, no cancer, no nothing. They just found a couple of blood clots. And I know how to work that out. I'm your superhero at a blood clot. You know, although they did give me some kind of medicine, but I took it for about a week and then I stopped taking it. After realized the side effects caused me to have blood clots in my heart and all that stuff from the medicine that they're giving me to stop me from having blood clots. Oh, man, it's crazy. But I just wanted to go through this because as you begin to grow in society, and as society begins to grow, right, you're going to be targeted more and more and more. All right, so a lot of you are being targeted now. Like I said, you don't even know it. You're trying to figure out what's going on and why this is happening, Well, also, you have to be careful about what you're eating, too. Now, you know, they have complaints about people complain about the mask, but I'm going to be wearing my mask from now on, all right, until they put a mandate to stop me asking people not to wear masks, because they're going to become the robbers or not. But I'm going to be wearing my mask from now on because they have what they call chemtrails. I don't know how many of you are down with chemtrails. I don't even know who's on the line right now because my board is all screwed up. And I might be going through a long time of dialogue back on Monday. Because I was hoping that we'd just be asking questions back and forth, talking about society. That's what I was hoping would happen today. But Big Brother got other plans. Now, a couple of months, I couldn't get on. I didn't get on the air. So at least I was able to get on this Monday. Those of you who don't know about chemtrails, just go Google chemtrails. They're getting more hard and harder to get true information out there, too. Because they're beginning to take control over the internet. Certain information I Googled, trying to get, I got it one time. Even got videos on the stuff where they had European teaching on President Hansen and them coming up with the Bill of Rights and the Constitution. They shut all that down. Can't find it. Just like I Googled who owns the country, who owns the U.S. The Queen came up. She owns the United States and the Americans. You know what I'm saying? Last week, I went there and Googled it again so that other people can look at it too. It ain't there. I asked one question, they answered another question. They don't even answer the question I asked. So they're beginning to shut the internet down. They're beginning to put misinformation out there on the internet. So you're going to have to go back to old school and you have to go back to your books. You have to go back to studying the books through some of the scholars that are out there breaking things down. Let me list a few historians, a few people that you can go to get information. We're talking about Antoine Quasi, Yusuf Benaknin. We're talking about John Henry Clark. We're talking about Anthony Browder. Who are we talking about here?
Well, those are three that I can mention right now. We're talking about Shiggy Adidia, talking about him. And, you know, you need to get into some of the other cults because they have information that you can use, you know. Dr. York got information that you might not agree with everything he's saying, but he got information that you can use, techniques, reading techniques and stuff that he has that you might can use to help you with your memory. We got the Moors. That's another cult that we, you know, need to spend some time with them because they have information about government, how government is set up, how to run government and all that. You know, you might not want to become a Moor. I'm not saying you have to go join these guys, but it won't hurt to spend time with them. You follow what I'm saying? Now, the Nation of Islam, that's set up as a doggy, that's set up as a doggy dog situation, military. You know what I mean? So if you're dealing with operating something in a dog-eat-dog manner, it won't hurt to go down and spend time with the Nation. Spend time with the Nation. It's not going to hurt you. I'm just saying, you know. And a lot of these churches are set up as cults, you know. And with the tithes and all that stuff going on, it'll hurt you to spend time with them, you know. You don't have to go maybe once a month or something, you can go. That's what I'm saying. But you're going to learn. You're going to look for techniques on how to build your business, how to build your organization. And you need to set up your own businesses and organizations. I'm telling you, you know. Now, we do have the society. Now, the society is your organization. And the society, the way the society is set up, and those of you when you get the packages, you'll begin to see as you begin to study. The way the society is set up, the society is set up to be inclusive of all five tribes so that people can come in and learn and study and do things without the persecution or racism or sexism and all that kind of stuff. You understand? Because a lot of these groups are sexist and they're racist, you know? And we did, a lot of times we be thinking racism is just, well, we're black people, vocals, right? No, no, no. That's not it. Any group that tells you I'm the only, or we're the one, that's a racist group. That's a racist society. I'm just telling you, you know, a lot of people are mad at me, but I got to bring it to you the way it is, you know, so that you can see what's going on for yourself, you know. It's like in Africa, the way they got certain things set up in Africa, it's racism. Africans against Africa, you know, they're able to kill and murder each other there because of racism, you know. And cultism, it's kind of interesting, but we'll get more into that. I'm going to check my board fills up, so I don't even know what time it is here. Okay. Okay, we only got about 10 minutes left here. I really apologize for what's going on. I wanted to take questions and answers today. My board froze up, and I know one time before the board froze up, I cut off, I couldn't get back in. So this time I'm just going to keep talking. A couple people called me and said if you can hear me, and that's good. I know they can hear me, so that's good. Well, now, you can catch me from 9 to 5. That would be 215-758-1703. I'm putting the number out there. And those of you who have gotten your packages, you need to call me. I need to talk to you one-on-one because some numbers are missing. I know I wasn't supposed to mention name, but Gloria, if you're on the line, I need you to call me, okay? Well, I guess you said cookie lady. cookie lady. I need you to call me, okay? Because some things going on that we need to talk about, all right? who else? Well, that's about it. And I've already made arrangements to talk to people who are getting their package one-on-one for more information. And I want to use phone numbers, but my board is down, so I can't use the phone numbers of it because I remember certain phone numbers. But, well, this is where we are. Oh. But this is what's going on right now. But my board is down. So I don't know who's on the line or what's going on. But this is where we are right now. This is what's going on.
And Monday's a very important day, so I need you all to call in Monday, and I need to talk to you one-on-one, especially the people that have gotten a package. I need to talk to you one-on-one, because there's things in there that need to be explained and that we need to go over. I'm having trouble locking things down on the airwaves. So we got to spend time on the phone, just chit-chatting and talking about what's going on, okay? It looks like everything is getting ready to shut down. I apologize for this, but like I said, I will be here every day. I'll be here every day. So what we couldn't get done today, we can get done tomorrow, all right? I don't know what to tell you, but we will be talking again tomorrow, okay? I apologize for what's going on, for the board shutting down, and the board is getting ready to shut down. There's something wrong with the time here. And we'll chit chat again tomorrow. Now, remember, one here every day from 8 to 9, right? And each day we talk about different things. So much love. Remember, love is the academic. I'm good. And we'll chit chat some more tomorrow.